Congressman, you've been making news with something you said about the president's immigration proposal, and I want to step in and just push in on that. You're not in favor of amnesty. Is that what you think the president is proposing?
Well, yes, he is actually proposing amnesty for twice as many people as President Obama did a couple of years ago. And in fact, he's adding citizenship on top of that. But the real concerns I have about this proposal is that it, one, does not include E-Verify, which is a workforce verification system that says employers can only hire legal workers in the United States. And that protects jobs for American workers, and that will also reduce illegal immigration if illegal immigrants can't get these jobs. So that was a glaring omission in my judgment. The other flaw is that it has amnesty to pay, but the legal immigration reforms don't take place until a distant tomorrow, in some cases 17 years from now. You can guess the likelihood of that occurring. So it's amnesty today, many legal immigration reforms tomorrow. It doesn't have workforce verification. And also, it's really an invitation to fraud. It's ripe for fraud because they're going to allow a lot of adult illegal immigrants to apply under the DACA program to get amnesty. They may be 30 years old. They're going to say, oh, yeah, we came into the country when we were younger, when we were children or teenagers. And there's not going to be any way to check that, to confirm that. So it is ripe for fraud as well. And I think for those reasons, we need to take a look at it, a long, hard look, and I hope revise it in a number of ways.
Look, if this is the bottom line for this president, and no matter what you call it, amnesty or anything else, if he chooses to go forward and lead in this particular manner with his proposal, are there enough Republicans like you who would say no to this to sink it?
Well, I think there are enough Republicans and Democrats who have concerns about that proposal right now that it will force either a withdrawal of the proposal or it'll force us to start over again and, in my view, put more structural reforms in it, better secure the border, have legal immigration reforms start a lot earlier than 17 years from now, and then we can talk about what to do with the individuals who are in this country who came in as children and who are still here. But that's a narrow group of individuals who have been approved. That's only about 700,000. This proposal gives amnesty to almost 2 million, twice as many as President Obama did.
Are some of these people potentially in your border state of Texas?
I'm sure a lot of them are in almost any state, but what we need to remember is that America is the most generous country in the world. We admit 1 million people legally every year. There's a right way and a wrong way to come into this country, and the right way is to apply, as millions have done before you, apply, turn in line, and come in when you're admitted, not cut in front of the line, not come into the country at the expense of American workers and taxpayers, but play by the rules. We're the most generous country in the world. You'll be admitted if you play by the rules.
Congressman Smith, is this at a point where you step in and this becomes a bargaining chip now, this E-Verify?
Well, I hope it's more than a bargaining chip.
I mean, can you insert it into the conversation, I guess is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. E-Verify should be a part of the conversation. And it's the most popular immigration reform with the American people. 82% support E-Verify, this workforce verification. I have no good reason why it's not in this proposal.
All right. Real quickly before I let you go, you've got a lot to get done by February 8th. You only have a few more legislative days. How's it going in terms of reaching some sort of an agreement on immigration? The president gives a speech at the State of the Union tomorrow. I'm sure you'll at least be there or paying attention to it.
Yes, I'll be at the State of the Union. The next couple of weeks isn't much time. In fact, Congress is going to be at a session for about half that time for various Republican and Democratic retreats. I don't think we get to an immigration bill by February 8th. I think, as the Senate has promised, Senator McConnell has promised, there'll be some debate on immigration bill after February 8th, but we've got a ways to go, as we should.
Are you worried at all about another government shutdown if you don't get a deal?
I am not. I think the Democrats learned their lesson about trying to shut down the government. I don't think the American people will support another government shutdown. I think we can avoid it.
All right. We hit